right, so I'm Casey. My story starts in 2021 spring. So think cicadas, think COVID achiness. Think about all the stupid decisions you made during COVID. That is the mindset you should be in. So I work at City Hall, boo me later, and I'd ridden my bike to work, and I was going out that night, as you do when you're vaccinated, and you're like, I can't wait to go places, and I needed to leave my bike at work because my bike lights weren't charged, so I leave it at work. It's locked up, and it's locked up behind these police barricades in front of a camera. And I go, it's fine. Guys, it was not fine. I get there the next morning. It's gone. And not only is it gone, this was stupid. We can all say this is stupid. I locked it to a sign because I thought, this sign's embedded in the ground. It was not. That was a separate conversation with transportation. But anyway, so I go, it's fine. So I get there. My bike is gone. I'm distraught. I go in, I am like, I have to report this to the police. I'm so upset. I have to talk to a cop. We'll get through that later. But I find out, you know, the camera actually can't see my bike, so they don't know where it went. So I make the report, and I'm distraught all weekend. So I started posting on all the forums, as you do, to say, here's my bike. Let me know if you see it. At the same time, I was dating someone, and they posted it on every forum. This is a fun part. We were dating. We had not, as you say, defined the relationship or DTR'd. And I learned later that he posted my bike on every forum that you could imagine, saying, this is, you know, look for this bike. Please let us know if you see it. And he said, this is my girlfriend's bike. This man hard launched our relationship by saying, my girlfriend's bike is stolen. And I didn't find this out until a friend complained to me later on and said, I didn't know you guys were official. And I'm like, me neither. So anyways, on Sunday morning, this was happening on a Friday, on Sunday morning, we get a message from someone saying, hey, is this your girlfriend's bike? Girlfriend. And I was like, yes, that's my bike. My bike was, one, ugly. It was green with purple accents. It was hideous. And not only was it my bike, but it was my bike in front of City Hall at night. And I was like, I know that view anywhere. So we arranged a plan, and some may say this was stupid. I will say, yeah. But we decide to steal back my bike. So my bike, we have a posting of my bike. Someone's selling it. They're clearly selling my bike. It's in front of City Hall at night. And they use the factory description, and they're overcharging for it. Anyone that's ever sold a bike on Facebook Marketplace knows that you talk about it with emotions like it's your firstborn, and you take a lot of glamour shots. This was not it. So we messaged the seller. This was, you know, the guy I was dating at the time. He'll be named later. Who's messaging the seller and is trying to meet up with him. We arrange a meetup around my house. And my plan was to meet up with the guy and be like, hi, this is my bike. I want it back. Great plan. I also reluctantly call a community police officer I know from community meetings and say, hello, I'm going to steal back my bike. And I do not want to press any charges. I maintain my anti-carceral stances. But in case he decides to, you know, take out any weapons or it gets hairy, I need you just to be in the cut, so I can run away with my bike and you can take care of that situation. And she's like, tight, got you. So it's great. So we go, me and the guy, to be determined later, go and wait at the corner to meet the guy to buy back my bike. The guy keeps saying, oh, I'll be there soon. And finally he's like, actually, can you meet me at my house? And we're like, no. So he's like, how about you meet me at the North Avenue City Schools headquarters, a very specific location if you've ever been there. It's a parking lot right on North Avenue, and we're like, fine, it's open, we can do this. So we go over there, this is only a few blocks from where we are, and we see it's not just one guy, but two. I also want to let you know who we've been negotiating with, this mastermind that stole my bike and then took a photo of it and posted it on the internet. This man, his name is Mike. He went to Get Money University and Dundalk Community College, which I also don't believe is a thing. And he is who we're negotiating with this whole time. And we're like, great, 2-on-1, we can definitely do this. We get there, it is 2 people. One of them is Mr. Money Mike, is who we're going to call him. And the other is Money Mike's business partner. Remember that name. Money Mike's business partner was waxing my bike, my matte green bike with Armor All, and also waxing his car. So we're like, oh no, it's 2 people. We also luckily had 2 friends that followed us in their car to be backup in case they needed to. They were intimidating. They're not intimidated. They had a boxer in their car, a very silly dog. So we go up to them, and for about, we debate how long this lasts. Some say it could have lasted 10 minutes. Others say it could have lasted an hour. A lot of gray hair later, we're spending time negotiating with them. And during this time, you know, the guy I was dating was negotiating for my bike. And I was just there looking at the bike, being like, oh, yeah, this is a bike. while also trying to say, cops, where are you? There's now 2 people I have to negotiate with. The cops ignore my call once. They ignored my call twice. And then I just say, oh, I'm going to call 911. Okay. I call 911. They route me to City Schools Police. City Schools is like, what is happening? And I go, great question. I go, my bike was stolen. I'm in your parking lot. I'm trying to get it back. Would you like to come down? And they go, what? And I go, my bike was stolen. I just am trying to get it back. He's like, well, come up and talk to me. And I go, I can't. I can't let them know I'm talking to the cops. And he's like, well, I'm City School Police. And I'm like, well, I'm not negotiating what your job title is. So we keep going back and forth. This probably lasted at least 20 minutes. At this point, the Money Mike and the business partner have started to lose patience. I also want to start at the beginning of this. We get there, and Money Mike's girlfriend is there, and she sees me, and she runs across the street, never to be seen from again, which, like, Frogger style, cross North Avenue. It was like, that woman knows something's up, and I respect it. So then, it's 20 minutes left. It's 20 minutes in. Sorry, I'm going to go faster. So they start to see something's up, and they go, you know what, we're not going to sell you the bike. And I go, oh, no. They go, you can buy it from the house if you want to, but we're going to go. And I go, oh, no. So I say, you can't do that. And I go, this is my bike, and I grab it. Before this, we had hatched a plan that if we wanted to steal back my bike, I should hop on it, and then the guy I was dating should run after me. And I said, we can't do that because I will forget how to ride a bike if we do that. I can run, though. I could definitely figure that part out. Anyways, we had no plan. So when they say they're going to leave, I grab my bike and I go, this is my bike. You stole it. And they go, no, and they grab it. So there's 4 of us holding the bike. And I go, this is my bike. You stole it from outside of City Hall. I have camera footage. I just want it back. At that point, Mr. Money Mike sprints across the street like his girlfriend, like Frogger, never to be seen from again. But me and the business partner and the guy I was dating are holding onto the bike, staring at each other, yelling. Actually, for what it's worth, you know, Ally, the guy I'm dating is, he let me talk. So I just kept screaming, this is my bike! This is my bike! So I'm fighting back and forth with the business partner, and he was like, you know what? If you take this bike from me, you're taking money from me. And I go, well, if you take this bike from me, you're taking my transportation. So we keep going back for a while. At this point, the City Schools cop, who could be confused for a Best Buy employee with his blue polo and his khakis, walks down the hill, and he starts saying, what's going on? My friends in the car with their dog get out, and as they like to say, they're tired of my white shit, and they start yelling at the gentleman I'm fighting with. We go back and forth for about another minute until the City School cops gets tired of the profanity expressed between my friends and the guy and all this. And he goes, so whose bike is it? And I go, well, here's my paperwork that says where I bought the bike. the serial number, the receipt in my insurance report. I would go, "What? I don't know what this guy has." And the cop goes, "Oh, what do you have, business partner?" He's like, "I don't have anything, but I bought this bike." So the city school cop goes, "You know what? It's her bike. You have to let it go." At this point, the business partner goes, "You know what? All right, good game," and goes to shake my hand. The addenda is that I got my bike back, and I had it for a few more years until it was stolen again. Don't let it ruin it. And now we're marrying the person I stole it back with.
All right. Thank you, Casey. Okay. So are we still good? Can we still hear the stories? Can you still hear? Okay. Our next storyteller is a self-starter who seeks out ways to find the most fun, usually one pedal stroke at a time. Always looking for the next opportunity to efficiently and effectively take one big challenges in the big chain ring of life, please welcome Ryan Jeffries.